Hi, and welcome to this audio insight in which I'm going to show you three great ways to use your mind before you fall asleep at night that'll both help you fall asleep faster and also use your mind in a better way when you can't fall asleep. Healthy sleep, as we all know, is vital for maintaining optimal physical and mental health. I don't know about you, but sometimes I slide into sleep really easily, almost before I got into bed, and a couple of minutes later, 8 hours have passed and I wake up refreshed and ready for the day. But sometimes, for some reason, sleep seems to be elusive, and I feel I've pressed a button for an elevator that just doesn't want to come. It's during those times when you're awake, and waiting and waiting and waiting for sleep, that you suddenly realise just how much your mind is distracted by outside stuff all day long, and now all you have is your own mind with its thoughts, fantasies and awareness. Now, I say all you have, but of course your mind, with its 200 billion or so neurons and trillions of connections between those neurons, supposedly totaling more than the number of atoms in the known universe, it's actually quite a powerful tool to be left alone with in those quiet pre-sleep moments. No iPad or phone or app, however smart, can provide you with anything near the processing power or sheer transcendental creative force that your own mind can give you. Back in the past, I used to hate those long minutes or sometimes even hours of wakefulness when I wanted to sleep but I couldn't. I felt like I was the victim rather than the master of the contents of my own mind. But nowadays, I use this bonus time for some powerful visualization that helps me in two ways. Firstly, it helps put me in the right state of consciousness required for falling asleep. So using what I'm about to give you will make it more likely that you'll fall asleep because it mirrors what your brain does as it's drifting off. And secondly, it can help you in all kinds of ways as the effects of these natural periods of self-hypnosis begin to change your life. As we drift off into sleep, we all experience a shift away from the external focus on the world around us to an inner focus in which the conscious mind graciously hands over the governance of your consciousness to what's called the unconscious. During sleep, the brain seems to receive a kind of cleansing effect, your immune system's rejuvenated, and dreams allow for de-arousal from the emotional concerns of the day. Sleep's a beautiful and wondrous natural level of consciousness. As we're going through the gateway of wakefulness into sleep, if we still have some conscious awareness, we see that wakefulness and sleep are not just like an on-off switch, but more like a gentle path or continuum. Even when you fall asleep fast, you still go through different levels from wakefulness to eventual deep sleep. You just go through these levels really quickly. One of the first stages you experience as you begin to go through the doorway of sleep is something known as the hypnagogic state. This is a fancy term which means leading to sleep. We know that as you go into the hypnagogic state, you begin to experience what are known as dream fragments. These are not proper dreams, which typically don't start until you've been asleep for a long time, but more like mini, fleeting visions. You also experience them as you come out of sleep when you awaken naturally after having slept for long enough. Often these mini visions are quite absurd, but they can also be an immediate symbolic reinterpretation by the mind of what's actually happening around you. This is known as the auto-symbolic effect. My colleague Mark Tyrrell, describing this part of the onset of sleep experience, relates how he was starting to snooze one summer's day. The buzz of a fly at the window turned into the sound of an outboard engine on a boat he suddenly found himself travelling on down a river in Brighton. The sound of the rain in your window as you drift off might be used by your mind to provide some sort of an auto-symbolic experience, the tapping shoes of a tap dancer perhaps. This effect also happens during proper dreams. In sleep labs, sprinkling water on people and then waking them up and asking them what they've been dreaming about will often elicit the response that they were dreaming of something water-related, like walking under a waterfall. Being a sleep researcher sounds like it could be fun, but proper dreams occur within the context of sleep. And what I'm talking about are those dream fragments that are the precursor to sleep and that you don't often notice or remember. Now, auto-symbolic effect happens by itself as you're falling asleep, but if you purposefully trigger auto-symbolic effect, then that can help you fall asleep. This is like bump starting a car, or spinning the propeller on an old-style plane in order to get it to spin of its own accord. So the first way you can use your visualizing mind as you lie in bed is to take any sound or sensation you're aware of and imagine what else it could be like. For example, if you can hear a ticking clock, you might visualize this as a finger tapping on a table. If you have a window open and there's a slight breeze, you can visualize the air passing over your skin as a velvety feather being brushed over you. You can imagine the sensation of a sheet over you as exotic clothing you could be walking around in. The sky's the limit, and remember, the more absurd or odd your visualization is, the more you'll mirror what your mind does naturally as it begins to soothe you into sleep. Give it a try. Okay, so the second visualization you can do if you happen to find yourself lying awake involves exercise. Well, yeah, but only the visualization of exercise. And the kind of exercise you pick should be both gentle and taxing at the same time. You might already know that the body can strengthen to some extent through mentally visualizing a form of exercise. It's important to note that what I'm about to suggest should in no way replace real daytime exercise, which you certainly should be doing as well, but there are several benefits from imagining certain types of exercise as you wait for sleep. For example, instead of counting sheep, you could be doing slow leg presses and pressing considerable weight. Or, without moving your arms in reality, you could be strongly imagining flexing your biceps in order to tone them up for real. This does two things. It gives the mind a chance to begin its autosymbolic process and to get you falling asleep, and it can, if you do it for a while before you actually fall asleep, actually tone up your body for real. This is borne out by research. Back in 2001, Guang Yi, an exercise physiologist at the Cleveland Clinic Foundation in Ohio, published findings showing that you can potentially strengthen muscles just by imagining yourself exercising. Guang Yi and his team of researchers asked volunteers to imagine flexing their biceps as hard as they could for as long as they could. They did this 5 times a week for a few minutes each time. After 12 weeks, the participants showed an increase in upper arm strength of an average of 13.5%. Brain scans taken at the time show that increased electrical impulses were being sent from the brain into the muscle, thereby stimulating it. Not as much as real exercise would do, of course, but enough to have a measurable effect. Now, I have my own visualization exercise routine. None of it's fast exercise such as sprinting. It's all slow, but tiring. I visualize a chin-up bar and do as many very slow chin-ups as I can in my head until I can't do any more. Then I do as many really slow 5-second down, 5-second up push-ups I can until I can do no more. Then really slow leg presses with quite a heavy weight, 10 seconds each way until my legs can do no more. I might repeat this cycle, but more often than not, the leg presses turn into something else as my dreaming brain takes over and I drift into sleep. Try it. It's better than counting sheep, and it might just make you a little bit fitter too. The third technique I want you to try has to do with nighttime problem worrying. Worrying away at problems or even turning things that aren't problems into what seem like problems when you lie awake in bed is a universal pastime, and millions of people do it. Many of the things that people worry about at night are things that can't be sorted out immediately. You know, the kind of thing, I wonder if I've upset so-and-so, or should I stick with my current job or go for something else? Or, of course, the worries might be real concerns, but nighttime worrying seldom produces any creative solutions and usually just acts as a stimulant that serves only to keep you awake. Problems feel bad because they haven't been solved. But imagining they have been solved is a powerful way of switching off the feelings of stress arousal and possibly providing ideas for how they can be solved in future. I imagine myself telling a friend in the future about what I'd been worrying about in the past, the problem, whatever it is. I visualize sitting in a room with them, someone I really like and trust, and telling them how the problem was solved in one of three ways, depending on what type of problem it was. So it might have kind of sorted itself out. Maybe the dreaded visit I was worrying about, A, never happened, or B, I found a way to fix the problem I thought it would cause, or I found a way to think and feel about the situation differently, so that it no longer was a problem. I really strongly imagine having this conversation with my good friend. Next, I imagine joking about the, as I imagine it, past problem in such a way as to actually make my friend laugh. Often, the joke I make up contains creative solutions within it. This sounds strange, but it really can help make you think and feel so much better around the problem and also get you headed off to the land of sleep pretty quickly. So to sum up, there are three techniques here. 1. Artificially trigger the autosymbolic effect by taking something in your environment, a sound or a sensation, and transforming it into some other visualization experience in your mind. 2. Create a mental physical exercise routine with tough but slow exercise that can trigger spontaneous dream fragments, but also possibly help actually strengthen your body for real. And 3. If you find yourself focusing on problems or building things up into problems, strongly visualize telling a good friend what you had been worried about and how you overcame it, or how it resolved itself, or how you changed your attitude to it. The more experienced you are at using self-hypnosis, the easier you'll find all these nighttime self-hypnotic exercises. So I urge you to learn as much about hypnosis and how to do it as possible. I hope you found this interesting and useful, and to listen to other audio insights, check out the Hypnosis Downloads members section, the Growth Zone. Members get access to all the downloads on the site, plus exclusive members-only downloads and discounts. Just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the join link at the top. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Hope you enjoyed this audio insight, and thank you for listening.